我们亲爱的救主，这是何等的感恩，我们能够聚集在你的面前。
Our dear Heavenly Father and our dear Savior, how much we're blessed to come together to worship you today.
我们将诗歌还有那祷众弟兄姐妹的祷告都呈现在你的面前。
Now we present our prayers and along with our hymns and the songs and praise to you.
你今天要与我们同在。
And today you are in the midst of us.
我们每一个人也都要见到你。
And today we're going to meet you and to see you.
也都要听见你对我们所说的话。
And to listen to you.
托住我们，让我们真实知道我们是属于你的。
And Lord, so that we may know that we truly belong to you.
无论这个世界是怎样的变化，但我们知道我们属于你。
And no matter what happened to this world, we know for sure that we belong to you, Lord.
我们要跟随我们的主到永永远远。
We want to follow you to the very end.
求你也祝福我们在这里一起的聚集，愿我们的敬拜蒙你的悦纳。
And may you continue to bless today's gathering, and may today's worship would find favor in your eyes.
我们祷告祈求，乃奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹们请坐。
Please be seated.
Yes. 这个时间确实非常的快，我们已经进入十一月。
And time sure that time does fly, that we're now entering into the November of 2023.
Yeah, 我们这一年都快要过去了，让我们好好的在剩下的这一年不多的时间，我们好好的来爱主，认识主。
Yeah. And indeed, as we're approaching the end of the year, I'd like to encourage all the brothers and sisters and friends to learn more from our Lord Jesus, and to follow him more and to love him more.
Yeah, 如果我们过去一段时间好像有放松的哈，让我们在这后面时间赶紧的抓紧。
Yeah, so if you feel like you've been laying back a little during the first half of the year, I'd like to encourage you to hurry up and get back to our feet and learn how to follow our Lord Jesus Christ and learn to love him more.
Yeah, 今天我选了一个题目，是要拣选生命来和大家一起来分享，而且是提醒。
So today's message, the name of the message is to choose life. I'd like to share this message with all of you.
我们先来读一些圣经。
And of course, we always start this with a scripture reading.
我们如果有圣经的话，可以打开。我们先是从第一本书《创世纪》，我们第二章开始。
And today's scripture reading is actually from both books, the first and last book of the Bible. The first one is from book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 8 through 9.
我们先要念呢，前面我选的五节哈，我们可以先用中文，然后再用英文。
Yeah, it's a five verse scripture reading. So let's read this verses or scripture in Chinese first, followed by English reading.
Yeah, 因为这个圣经啊，神的话语是非常重要，我们可以多花点时间在上面啊。
And since the word of God is so precious, we like to spend more time on reading the word of God.
我们先要念的五节是创世纪的第二章，我们从八到九，然后十五到十七。
And indeed, the first scripture reading is from Book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 8 through 9, and then from verse 15 through 17.
我们先用中文来念这五节，然后我们英文。
And we are going to read this in Chinese first, and followed by English reading.
好，我们找到了，我们就念啊。耶和华神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。下面我们用英文来念。
So, Book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 8 through 9, let's read together. The Lord God planted a garden toward the east in Eden, and there he placed the man who he had formed. Out of the ground, the Lord God caused to grow every tree that is pleasing to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Then the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and keep it. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, From any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it, you will surely die.
大家可能念的时候注意到这个里面有生命树是第一次在圣经里面出现。
So the tree of life was the first mentioned in this chapter.
然后呢，神特别吩咐另外一棵树的果子你不能吃。
Also, there's another tree that God particularly commanded Adam not to eat.
那棵树叫做分别善恶树，上的果子你不可吃。
And indeed, this is a tree called the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and you shall not eat.
因为你吃的日子必定死。
Because in the day that you eat it, you surely will die.
这是神对这个他造的第一个人就是亚当说的。
And this is a commandment. This is a command. This is what God commanded the first man, Adam.
下面我们再念第三创世纪第三章的二十二到二十四节。
Now let's turn to the very last book of the Bible. Oh, I'm sorry. It's still the first book of the Bible, book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 22 through 24.
Yeah, 我们还是先念中文念三节，比较连贯，然后再英文。
And as always, we're going to read this in Chinese first, followed by English reading.
耶和华神说，那人已经与我们相识，能知道善恶。现在恐怕他伸手又摘生命树的果子吃，就永远活着。耶和华神便打发他出伊甸园去耕种他所自出之土，于是把他赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑，要把守生命的知道了。英文。
Book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 22 through 24. Let's read together. Then the Lord God said, Behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now he might stretch out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to cultivate the ground from which he was taken.So he drove the man out, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he stationed the cherubim and the flaming sword which turned every direction to guard the way to the tree of life.
有没有特别注意到后面，通往生命树的道路是被把守住了？
And so did you notice that as we read in the last verse that the path to the tree of life was blocked?
也就是说，去生命树的路不通了。
It is no longer open. The gate is no longer open to the path to that leads to the tree of life.
神是给亚当一个选择。
And so you see, in from the previous chapter, we know that God has given Adam a right to choose, to make a choice.
因为神特别讲到生命树和分别善恶的树。
Because we know that in chapter 2, God particularly mentioned the difference between the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of the good and evil.
也因着亚当他的选择。之后这个生命树的道路被守住了。
And because of Adam's disobedience, so the gate or the path that leads to the tree of life was blocked.
所以没有任何人再能够来到这个生命树。
And no one is able to come to the tree of life and take fruit out of it.
那么下面我们继续要读的圣经是启示录。
Now let's turn to the very last book of the Bible.The book of Revelation.
我们刚才是读第一本书，现在我们读到圣经的最后一本书。
And since we have read the first book, now we're going to read the last book.
我们读的时候可以一节中文一节英文。
And this time we're going to alternate instead of reading the whole scripture by English or by Chinese. We're going to alternate reading. In other words, that we read one verse in English and then followed by English reading, and then we continue to alternate.
Yeah, 就先读中文，然后就读英文。好，我们来。是启示录的第二章的第七节。
Book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 7.
圣灵向众教会所说的话。凡有耳的就应当听得胜的我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃英文
He who has an ear let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
看到这个生命树的果子可以给他吃。
And now in the very last book of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, now God says that it is open to you that you may take the fruit out of the tree of life.
这是特别指的是得胜的，在教会里面得胜的，
And of course,
我必将这个果子赐给他吃。
Yeah. That is granted to those who overcomes and also those churches who have overcome.
我们再念启示录的22章第一节。
Now let's turn to a book of Revelation chapter 22, verse 1 through 2.
天使又指示我在城内街道当中一条生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊宝座流出来。英文。
Then, let's read that. Then he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as a crystal,coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
第二节，在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子，每月都结果子，树上的叶子暖为医治万民。
In the middle of a street, on either side of the river, was a tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month.And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
22章的第14节，那些洗净自己，第十四节哈，洗净自己衣服的有福了，可得权柄，能到生命树那里，也能从门进城。
And once again, the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 14. Blessed are those who wash the robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter by the gates into the city.
在我们在读了这个启示录的时候，有没有注意到这个通向生命树的这个
Did you notice on, on this particular verse, the blockade that is blocked to the gate, the path to the tree of life was removed?
因为有些他能够吃到生命树的果子
and those who's able who are able to eat the fruit out of the tree of life
我们也看到有生命树在河的两边
and we know that the tree of life was planted on either side of the river
特别是刚才我们十四节说可以得到权柄来到生命树那里
and especially in verse 14 it says that now we have the authority to come to the tree of life
所以在这两本书之间我们看到一个是生命树被守住另外一个是生命树已经被打开了。
And now from the book of Genesis, we know that in chapter 3, God has blocked the path that leads to the tree of life. Now in the very last book of the Bible, the book of the Revelation, that blockade was removed and we once again are able to come to the tree of life.
所以我们一定会想到这个中间一定发生了什么事情。
So in between these very first and the last book, there gotta be something that happened, right?
一定是什么原因使得这个生命树通向生命树的路又开通了。
And there gotta be something that caused the blockade to be removed.
我们知道我们读圣经的都知道特别是我们在主里那么多年知道是我们的主耶稣因着他来这条生命道路开通了
And indeed, if you know, if you are Christian, if you know a little thing about Christianity, you know that it is our dear Lord Jesus Christ who has opened the new and the living way so that the blockade was removed.
所以大家也特别注意到我们刚才讲了许多生命生命树然后又讲到生命
And now there is a lot of repetition regarding the tree of life and once again the tree of a knowledge of a good and evil.
我们自己会不会问到底什么是生命
And you might just come to ponder, indeed, what is the definition of a life?
我们如果从专门研究这生物的方面来看，他们是怎样来定义这个生命
Yeah, and of course, within the different disciplines, there are many different definitions regarding life.
我就念给大家听一下
And I'd like to read briefly about regarding the definitions of a life.
是搞科学的，他们从生物的角度，生物学家的角度，他们说这个生命呢是一种特征。
And of course, since I'm a scientist, I'd like to point out to you from the scientific perspective or the biological perspective that life is a special quality.
而且是物质是存在的一种活跃的形式。
Naturally, it's an active form of a mature existence.
对于这个目前他也承认目前对于生命的定义。在学术界还没有共识。
And however, as much as we have many definitions of life, there is no such a thing that it's been unified a definition regarding what is life.
这个生物学家还蛮谦卑的哈。
And indeed, biologists or the scientists are very human. They're very humble human beings.
所以他呢说只用现在一般比较流行的定义来定义这个生命。
Yeah, one of the popular understanding regarding the definition of a life is.
是一类维持体内平衡、具有生命周期和稳定的物质和能量代谢的现象。
So it is a series of a system or a demonstration regarding the ability to regulate the inner environment, and also that it's been able to structurally compose of one or more cells, metabolism, that is to keep us active. And of course, it's also a system that keeps us grow.
他也讲到这个生命呢是一定能够自行自我的复制或者繁殖然后进化和半开放的物质系统。
And of course, life is a system that is able to reproduce itself, and it's considered as a semi-open ecosystem.
这个只是这个从这个生物学家方面他们所来看到的定义的生命。
Yeah, so this is only one commonly believed definition or agreed definition of a life from a biological perspective.
那么我们再看看哲学家怎么来定义生命。
Now let's try to examine the definition of life from a philosophical perspective.
他说，生命只是从生到死的生活过程。
So from a philosopher's eyes, a life is just a process that is start from being born or delivered to this world to the end, that is the death.
生命不是物质，不是能量。更不是生物的本身。
So life is not material, nor energy, nor living being itself.
好像有点接近哈。
And I think that's pretty close to the definition of of life from a biological perspective.
死亡是生活过程的终结。
So death is the ultimate end of this living process.
生物只是生命的物质载体。
So the living things is only the body of a living being.
死亡后，生命和生物两者都不复存在。
And after death, both the living being, both the life and the material no longer exist.
人类个体的死亡并不是躯体的物质或能量在地球消失。
The individual death doesn't mean the end of the material or the energy.
而仅仅是个个体的精神活动的泯灭。
It is just the death of the spirit.
那我们再来看一下这个社会学家是怎么说这个生命。
Now let's once again examine the definition of life from a sociology, from sociologist.
他说生命是一个抽象的概念。
So life at most is an abstract concept.
是一种状态，一种程度。
It refers to a kind of a status or a certain level.
看不见又摸不着。
Which you cannot see or touch.
但是通过具体的状态表现出来。
But it could be demonstrated through real existence of this status.
那么社会学家主要讲了人哈，那么我们就来，他说用人做个比喻，然后包括人的生命。
So from a sociologist, he's using a living being as a human being to give an example.
他说是讲到这个从这个生物学方面来表现来看呢，是讲心脏呢是在跳动，有呼吸，有新陈代谢的迹象。
And so in other words, that from the perspective of a sociologist, if we look at our hearts beating or pumping, and there is a sign of a breath or metabolism, then this is a life. This is a life.
他说有生存的要求。
And of course, from the perspective of sociology, as long as there is a desire of survival,
他也说到这个生命本质就是人的本质。
So truly the essence of life is the essence of human being.
我们注意看到哈，这些我们这些世界上我们人的科学可以啊各方面来定义啊。
And of course, this is actually just a very brief introduction regarding the definition of a life through various disciplines.
我们一起回到圣经现在。
But since this is a message that we're going to share on the Sunday, let's get back to the Bible and see what Bible looks at the definition of a life.
想想圣经，这是最有权威的。
And of course, since the Bible is considered the most authoritative book regarding the definition of a life.
因为我们所有的生命都是神所创造的。
Because we know that life was created by God himself.
那我们现在特别讲到人的生命哈。
Now, speaking of a life of human beings.
在约翰福音，约翰一书的五章十二节。
And if we turn to the book of 1 John chapter 5.
人有了神的儿子就有生命。
So,He who has the Son has a life.
没有神的儿子就没有生命。
He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life.
想想我们这个圣经里面对这个人的生命的定义，是不是又简洁又明了，而且是真正的定义？
This is one clear, straightforward definition of true life. So whoever has the Son of God has life. Who doesn't have the Son of God does not have life.
所以说人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
So as it has been recorded in the book of 1 John chapter 5 verse 12, it says that he who has the Son of God has life, who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
我们知道我们一个人的生活哈，是他有他的生命的决定和发表。
And so indeed, our life is a demonstration of our true living being.
生命虽然我们看不见，在里面看不见哈，但是他通过他的生活就能够看见他里面的生命是怎样的。
And so although life, the definition for life, it may sound a little abstract, but we definitely can see the life through the demonstration of it.
最好的比喻就是常常也圣经里面也是会用果树来比喻这个果树的生命。
Yeah, so one of the best analogy that I've heard is actually still from the Bible. It is a tree and it's a fruit.
现在也正是秋天刚刚过哈，那个水果都上市了啊。
And we know that it's indeed this the fall of the year, and there is many fruits on the market now.
如果你去摘苹果的话，你摘在这个树上，你苹果树都一样，看不出来，但哪一棵树的苹果子是特别的甜呢？
And so if ever bring your kids to a kind of a pick as you wish, if you go through an apple orchard and you and there are so many trees of apple trees with much fruit, which one you like to pick?
所以我们从它的果子才能知道哦，这个果子好，那这树就好。
And of course, you pick the very best apple you can find from the very tree, right? So from the apples, from the fruit, we know which tree is a better one.
这个树是由它的这个树的生命所决定的。
So you see, it has been demonstrated that the apples, the fruit itself, is the very demonstration of a good life or bad life.
那么我们回到我们人，我们每一个人都是由我们的父母所生的。
And of course, now let's get back to our own bodies that we were given, we were delivered by our parents give us our life, right?
所以我们有跟我们父母有同样的生命。
And of course, we share the same life as our parents.
那我们父母的生命是从哪里来呢？
So now let's get to the question that where do our parents have their lives?
就是从我们父母的父母哈。
And of course, they have their life. They share the life from their own parents, our grandparents.
然后我们一直往上追。追到最后是什么？
Now, so if we get to trace back to the family tree, what is the end? So what is the end as we're chasing them down?
所以我们追到上面的话，我们都知道是从亚当和夏娃来的。
And if we, according to the Bible, the genealogy of the family tree, we know that at the very beginning is from the life of Adam and Eve.
所以很不奇怪，我们跟亚，因着亚当的所做的选择。我们跟他有同样的生命。
And of course, no wonder that it's not a surprise to us. Since the fall of Adam, we fall as well.
因为我们都是所有的人都在这个亚当里。
Because we are all descendants of Adam and Eve.
他的生命，也就是我们现在的生命。
And as they live their own life, we carry their lives as well.
我们看一下神造亚当的时候是造亚当的时候和造其他的动物还不一样。
And now, if we get back to the book of Genesis, let's examine how is this life of Adam and Eve.
因为创世纪二章七节的时候说，神是用地上的尘土造人，然后将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
And now, if we read from a book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, it says, "The Lord formed a man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being."
在这一点上，哈，亚当他与其他神造的其他的活物是不一样的，因为神特别在他
the creation of a God, like the trees and the plants and also the animals, because in when God created Adam, he breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life.
但是有和其他的这些生物有一个共同点，就是都是被神造的。
But one thing that is in common regarding the creation or the creature of God, that is, all things are created. That is, all things were created.
在这里我想跟大家也是分享一下，我们有一位非常那个爱主的弟兄哈，他有在这段第二章里面有这样的特别的看见。
I'd like to share one of the understanding or the message from one of our beloved brothers.
Yeah, 这位弟兄叫李弟兄哈，李弟兄。
And of course, this beloved brother is Brother Ni.
他是说到哈，这个生命树第一次出现的时候，神是要亚当选择生命树的果子。
And so, as we have read the scripture reading from Book of Genesis, chapter 2, that when God created Adam and breathed him into a breath of life, He wanted him to choose the very tree of life.
这个生命树呢，是表征这个神的生命。
Because the tree of life represents truly the nature, the attributes of God Himself.
这个神他的生命是什么？他就是原有的，他不是被造的。
And so, what is the life of God? Life of God is He who He is. That is, He is of Himself.
亚当是受造的。
And you see, God doesn't create Himself. He is who He is. But Adam was created.
所以亚当他是没有这种非受造的，就是神的生命。
And so Adam doesn't have the life of God. In other words, that he doesn't have the life of its being.
虽然那个时候神亚当在吃这个这个善恶树的果子之前，虽然他还没有犯罪。
And indeed, before Adam and Eve took the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good evil, they didn't commit a sin or they didn't sin against God.
但他也只是一个天然的人。
He is only a living being, that is a natural person.
因为他还没有得着神的特别的神圣的生命。
And he hasn't been granted this holy life as God Himself.
我们刚才读的创世纪的圣经，我们知道神的目的是要亚当凭自己的意志。来选择这个生命树的果子。
And you see, as we read the book of Genesis chapter 2, we know that it's truly God's purpose to give Adam his free will to choose which tree or which fruit, from which tree he's going to take fruit.
是神要这亚当哈，在神圣洁的生命里面与神发生关系。
And in other words, it's God's purpose that if Adam chooses the fruit from a tree of life, that God is going to have this connection so that Adam will have this holy life that is shared by God.
所以因此哈，就是这个神的盼望哈，就亚当将从一个简单的由神创造的。变为由神而生的。
And so it's God's purpose to have Adam to make the choice to choose a tree of life so that he is no longer a creation, but rather a living being that is shared by God's holy life.
Birth.
So we, especially Christians, ha, we're 受洗的，我们知道，
Holy birth, yeah.
我们都是啊，我们这个受洗归入他的名下，是从神生的啊，生出来。
Yeah. So in other words, that you see, as we being baptized, this is our second birth. That in other words, we always called born again Christians.
所以有的人常常会问，你有没有重生？有没有重生
？And so, if we visit a church or visit a join a Christian group, someone might just approach and ask, "Are you born again?" Christians?
神对亚当的要求就是要他否认他自己受造的天然的生命。
And so in other words, that God's purpose to ask Adam to deny its own creation, that is, deny its own birth.
我们记得主耶稣也是一样，因为我们要跟随他的话，必须得背起十字架，像否认自己来跟随他。
And it does resemble Jesus Christ's teaching when he calls on his disciples to deny himself and carry their own burden, carry their own cross.
所以在神的生命里面与神联合。
So once again, in this way, they will be able to be connected with this life of God.
所以天天是凭着神的生命而活。
So instead of living for ourselves, we are now living for God, and we are living with Him.
这个就是生命树的意义。
And so this is truly the true meaning of a tree of life.
耶和华神他要亚当活出来那本不是他自己的生命。
And so it's God Almighty's purpose that Adam is no longer living for his own life or his real natural life.
那么我们知道，因着亚当他没有做这个神所要他做的选择。
And out of his own free will, Adam didn't choose the tree of life.
所以这棵生命树 去往生命树的路就被守住了哈，没有人再能去。
So the path that is leads to the tree of life was blocked by God.
那么这样一间隔呢，一直到我们再次的看到讲到生命的时候，就是来到摩西了。
And since the gate or the path that leads to the tree of life was blocked, and once again, this tree of life was mentioned again in Moses' time.
从亚当开始到摩西中间间隔了2500年。
And this is actually a long 2,500 years of interval between Adam and Moses.
然后到耶稣是4000年。
And if we count in from the beginning of Adam, the life of Adam to Jesus Christ, that'd be a 4,000 years of interval.
我们有了这个四本福音书哈，我们先来看一看我们主耶稣他的生命是什么生命。
And during Jesus' time, there are four gospel books recording his teachings.
约翰福音五章二十六节。
And so if we turn to a book of John.Chapter
5:26. 这是主耶稣自己说的哈，因为父怎样在自己有生命，就赐给他儿子，也照样在自己有生命。
So, Book of John, Chapter 5, Verse 26, it says, "For just as the Father has a life in Himself, even so He gave to the Son also to have life in Himself."
我们先来看看这个从父来的生命，他在地上，道成肉身在地上是怎么表现出来的
？And now let's examine this incarnation life and see when Jesus Christ came to this world and take the form of human being. How was his life demonstrated?
我们整个四本福音书。
So through all these four gospel books.
我们注意看的时候哈，特别看到他和父神的关系。
Yeah, one is evident, one is clear, one is evident that there is a close, intimate relationship between the Son and the Father.
是一个爱的关系。
And it's a relationship, it's a connection of a love.
当耶稣还是孩童的时候，他就已经说他是要以父的事为念。
And do you remember, it's been recorded in a gospel book that when Jesus Christ was still a teenager, was a young man, he said to his mother, "Don't you know that I shall live in the house of my father?"
等到他出来要传道的时候，他也接受了这个约翰的施洗的时候。
And also recorded in the book of Matthew that when Jesus Christ was baptized by John the Baptist, there was a voice out of heaven.
这个施洗约翰只知道他是应该受耶稣的洗，而不是他来给耶稣施洗。
And we know that John the Baptist know that he is one that who should be baptized by Jesus himself, not otherwise.
但是我们主耶稣他选择了来受这个约翰的洗。
But still, the Lord Jesus Christ chose to be baptized by John the Baptist.
但受洗完了之后，天父是怎么说的？
And if we get to the book of Matthew, it has been recorded that when Jesus Christ was baptized, what happened next?
他说，父神说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And it says in book of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 17, and there is a voice of out of heaven and said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased."
我们也实际上读圣经的好好读的时候注意到，我们从神造我们人开始， 从他造完人说他看一切都是好的，他就这个非常的喜悦，他安息了手中的工。
And do you remember that God Almighty says the same thing when he first created the universe and then created all the creation in book of Genesis, and he said all things are good, and then he is so well pleased and he rest his work.
然后从整个旧约一直到现在新约，这个时候中间有没有看到神说他自己是喜悦的？
Now, if we, from book of Genesis to the very book of Matthew, from Old Testament to the New Testament, did you ever find any verse that describing that God is well pleased?
我们看到的神是伤心。
Not a single word of it, but rather he's always grieved, he's sad, he's heartbroken.
甚至神都后悔造人。
And to a point that he regret that he created man and women and created all the universe.
但是这一切在这里都改变了。
But till the incarnation of Jesus Christ, when he came to this world, this has changed everything. This is a game changer.
而且我们的主耶稣，他在地上虽然做工，但是他和父是连在一起，常常的祷告，常常的跟父神之间一起的交通。
And indeed, although Jesus Christ took the form of human being, he's been doing what man is supposed to do. He's a carpenter.He keeps connection constantly with his Father in heaven. He, as he walks, as he worked and prayed constantly.
虽然四福音里面并没有讲到主耶稣具体的他单独和父神在一起的一些记载，因为只有他跟父神在一起。
And of course, the four gospel books didn't record in detail regarding how they get together with each other between the Father and the Son. But we know that there is a constant connection through prayers between the Father and the Son.
因为主耶稣实实在在把那么多的好的时间做工，特别是累的时候，他能跟父神在一起。
But we do see have a glimpse from the recording of the gospel books that whenever he retired from the daily work, whenever he feel tired or being kind of stressed out, he would retreat and then pray to God Father.
所以他行事为人说话。都是按照父神所说的所做的来。
And so in this way, he's able to walk and talk in the manner that is worthy of his father.
那我们相对来说，我们看一下亚当。
Now speaking of that, we're talking about this new Adam that is Jesus Christ. Now let's take a look at this old Adam, the Adam in the book of Genesis.
所以第一个亚当我们就知道他违反神的旨意。
And of course we know the number one Adam, this old Adam in Genesis, in book of Genesis, who disobeyed the commandment of God.
当这个蛇在引诱这个夏娃的时候，他没有在这里神给他权柄来斥责这个撒旦。
And so when the serpent came to approach Eve and tried to talk her into to eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good evil, Adam didn't help her out.
而是来保护这个夏娃不受这个诱惑。
And to protect her from being harmed by the serpent.
让他们一起能够来遵守神的话。
So that both of them would obey the word of God.
所以亚当没有这样做。
And so you see, Adam didn't do as a husband supposed to do.
所以跟耶稣一比较的话，我们从这一点我们就看到，我们耶稣是遵守神的一切的命令，但亚当没有。
And so, as we compare this old Adam and new Adam, we know the Lord Jesus Christ followed every single word of God. But Adam, this old Adam in the book of Genesis, didn't follow the order or didn't follow the word of God at all.
我们到最后，我们如果看到主耶稣上十字架之前，他向父神的祷告，也就是说，他忠心的完成父所托给他的使命。
And you see, until the very last one on the cross, when Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, he said that, Father, I've done what you have asked me to do.
而且他将荣耀归给神。
And he brought all the glories back to God, his Father.
我们再看看我们主耶稣对人。
And let us look at how Lord Jesus Christ is treating us, treating his fellow disciples.
他是这样子的爱人，以至于他愿意从天上来到地上来为我们受苦。
And we know that from book of John 3:16 that we know that God or Lord Jesus Christ loved the world so much that he took the form of human being and came to this world so that he can save us on the cross.
他 知道我们人啊，他体谅我们的困苦，知道我们没有法自救。
And he know our weakness. He know that we are weak. We're not able to save ourselves.
他愿意承担人所犯的过犯。
And he loves us to the point that he's willing to take all the sins that we have committed.
我们如果跟那个亚当比较的话。
And pay for the price. So now, if we compare this old Adam in Book of Genesis.
当亚当犯了罪了之后，他是神来查问的时候，他就为自己辩护。
And did you see that when they disobeyed the word of God and it took the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of a good evil, instead of repentance, Adam first of all to defend himself.
他把这个犯罪的责任怪到夏娃身上。
And not only defend himself, but also casting all the burden, the burden of criticism to his wife.
所以我们常常知道亚当是说这个夏娃是他的骨中骨和肉中的肉哈。
And so this is sounds a little strange when speaking of Eve, when he called Eve, because that means that Eve is his
bone of the bones.
But when really bad things happen, the first thing we ever think is to cast all the burden, the criticism towards our spouse.
对，我们讲到在家里不是也会常常也是这样哈。
And this has actually happened in our families as well, right?
当这个你的孩子如果是犯了什么错事啊，什么样的时候，你会说，你看你的儿子。
Yeah, so if your child happens to do some things that is bad, the first thing you like to criticize is not just like, oh man, it's my fault, but rather you point to your wife or you point to your spouse and say, you see, this is what your son's doing.
但如果他拿了一个好的成绩回来，你很特别高兴。你看我教的多好，我的儿子。
And if your child happened to been rewarded by the school, you usually would boast like, oh, like a father, like a son, or like a mother, like a daughter, right?
所以我们有的是，包括我们在工作场合也会是一样哈。
And that's what we call being human. That happened or take place not only in our own household, but also in our working place.
我们如果做错了什么地方，都是怪到同事或者怪到别人，
yeah,
怪到老板。
Because, yeah, if you found a fault, the first response is always like it's someone else's fault. It's not my fault.
如果我们做的有成就出来了，然后就需要公司给提职提薪哈。
If we achieved something, the first thing we always like to ask from our boss is like a promotion or a recognition.
包括我们甚至我们在教会里面也一样，我们虽然已经有新的生命，但是我们常常还是。真是像老亚当一样的吃这个善恶树的果子哈。
And so just like the old Adam in the book of Genesis who took the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of the good evil, we act like him, we behave like him.
我们这个就挑毛那个剪刺的多过我们去赞扬我们的弟兄姐妹。
And indeed, even in the church, when the co-workers work together, it's easier for us to find a fault in others rather to recommend or accommodate them and help them and praise them.
而且特别容易看到别人的过错哈。
And it's so easy to find a fault in others.
看不到别人身上的基督的生命。
And but rather to find the good things out of others.
那就更不要说能够看到自己的过错了。
And not to mention to find a fault from ourselves.
当然这些都不奇怪，都是从我们的亚当他的什么样的生命，也是在我们里面有什么样的生命。
And this is no surprise to all of us, because we all carry this old life of this old Adam in Book of Genesis.
如果我们再好好的看四福音书的时候，我们就可以看到主耶稣。他一切都是以神为中心。
And you see, so if we examine these four gospel books in the New Testament, we know that this new Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, is not self-centered. He is God-centered.
这一点也不是说我们刚刚开始信主的时候就能够看到这一点。
And we don't see that always when we first became a Christian.
因为我们当时，包括我自己也是一样，当时来信主的话，也只是想。 得到永生。
And you see, this is not, we are usually motivated to be a Christian or convert to Christianity, not just to see that we try to be God-centered, but rather we just try to have this eternal life as God has promised.
所以很多这个四福音里面的神迹哈，特别注意，哎呀，耶稣会做这个，会做那个。
Yeah, so the miracles and the great performance that is done by Jesus Christ always attract us first.
但是我们随着我们的生命慢慢成长的时候，我们真正的看到主耶稣这四福音所讲的，真正的是他以神为中心。
And so, but as our spiritual life continue to grow, as we know Jesus more, we begin to start to realize that Jesus Christ is really living a life that is God-centered.
因为主耶稣所做的一切都是从这个神开始的，叫做本于他的。
So we know that everything that Jesus Christ did, as recorded in the four gospel book, that is, he did out of God the Father.
而且是依靠他。
And through him, that is by him.
主耶稣所做的每一件神迹都是归功于神。
And every miracle that Jesus Christ performed, he brought all the glories to God the Father.
而且把这个他所做的一切都是归于神。
And he brought everything that he's done to God and presented it to him.
所以我们待会我们看看我们人的话，包括我自己一样哈，我们常常的实际上是以自己哈，以自己这个为这个中心的。
But if we're honest with ourselves, if we examine our life truly, and we know that we would come to the conclusion that we always live a life that is very self-centered.
哎呀，我们可能稍微再好一点的，可能以这个家为中心哈，非常爱家的。
Yeah, so if you're a better one, you may just live a life that is a family-centered.
或者再好一点，也愿意这个社区的哈，也更爱这个社区的。
Or even a little bit better than family-centered, you might live a life that is a community or society-centered.
但是再好一点，我们人看还有爱国的哈。
Yeah, so if from a human being's perspective, from a human perspective, if you are the best, then you have to be, in the first place, being a patriotic. In other words, that the contra-centered.
但是缺少一点就是没有爱神的哈。
And yeah, so you see, you are self-centered, family-centered, community-centered, nation-centered. But one thing is lacking, that is, we're not God-centered yet.
我们回到在旧约里面摩西。
Yeah, so in order to examine this one, let's get back to the Old Testament and examine the story or the life of Moses.
从神召亚当到摩西2500年之后。
And we know that there is an interval of 2500 years between the creation or from Adam and Moses.
神借着摩西再次的来向我们所有的人来呼吁，他也是为所有的人做见证，要我们来拣选生命。
So you see, since the beginning of Adam, and 2,500 years passed, and once again, God is using Moses to once again call upon us to live a life that is God-centered.
我把这个摩西的这句《生命记》里面的这句话来读给大家听啊。
And I'd like to read one particular prayer or the call of Moses from the book of Deuteronomy.
我今日呼天，这三十章的十九节。
Okay.
我今日呼天唤地，向你做见证。我将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。
So this has been recorded once again in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19, when Moses called out to his people, so by saying, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. So choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants.
如果你读圣经的话，你能够看到这个时候摩西他在说他呼天唤地向你做见证。
And did you see that this is a call, a prayer that Moses cry out in front of his people? He said by saying that I call heaven and earth to witness against you today.
从出埃及记然后一直来到这个第四本书生命记，他是再次重申神的命令。
And so you see, this is actually a call again, because Moses has a call to his people in the book of Exodus. And once again, and now in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses call out again to his people out of heaven and earth.
他说他是向他们做见证，就以色列这些人带出来的，因为他是见证的话，我们知道他是看见的，亲身经历的。
And you see, this is what when Moses said that I call heaven and earth to witness against you. So you see, he's calling to the people that had experience of God when they wander in the wilderness.
他是将生死和祸福陈明在这些神的选民面前。
And he said, look now, folks, I present you the life and the death, the blessing and the curse.
他说你要拣选生命。
So choose life.
这是神的话。
And this is the word of God.
实际上在创世纪的时候，就神已经要亚当是选这个生命。
And this is actually a correspondence to what God's calling to Adam in book of Genesis. When God called Adam to choose life, in other words, the tree of life.
也是摩西跟着神的选民一起在这旷野四十年。
And remember, in the book of Exodus, when Moses led his people, the Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
这四十年，他出来的见证就是要拣选生命。
And out of all those testimonies and what they have witnessed when they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, Moses called his people to choose life.
我们再读下面一节三十章的二十节，且爱耶和华你的神，听从他的话。专靠他，因为他是你的生命。
And once again, that continues in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 20, verse 20, chapter 30, verse 20 says, By loving the Lord your God, Moses says, by obeying his voice, and by holding fast to him, for this is your life and the length of your days.
所以特别我们注意到这里要讲到，且爱耶和华。
And you see,Bear this mind, pay attention that by loving the Lord your God,
听从他的话,
by obeying his voice,
我们后面知道哈，听从他的话就是爱耶和华。
And so now we know that there is a connection between loving the Lord your God,
而且是专靠他,
and obeying his voice,
而且是专靠他。
And also by holding fast to him.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
因为他是你的生命。
Because Moses draw the conclusion, because this is your life.
我们注意到这个生命记是排在这个书里面的第五本书。
And we know the book of Deuteronomy is the fifth book in the Old Testament.
我们如果第一本书讲的是创世记。
And so that we know the first book is a book of Genesis.
从第二本书出埃及记就是摩西的开始。
And so it's from the second book, that's a book of Exodus, that starting the recording of Moses' life.
如果从摩西这个出埃及开始，它是第四本书，讲特别再重生生命。
And you see, the second book of the Old Testament, the book of Exodus, is the first book recording the life of Moses. Now, it is in the fourth book that is recording the life of Moses, when he approaching the end of his life and calling out his people.
那么我们来到我们的新约，第四本书是约翰福音。
And now, funny should I say, but this is really interesting that if we get to, if we turn to the New Testament, and if we turn to the very fourth book of the New Testament, the book of John.
他这本书的特点就是讲到拣选生命。
And you see, one of the characteristics that the fourth book of John carries, that is to choose life. There's a lot of recording regarding life and the life.
摩西在《生命记》里面呼吁他们拣选生命，为他们进入迦南地，打开了这个新的篇章。
And so in the book of Deuteronomy, when Moses called out his people to choose life and to prepare for them, for his people to enter into the promised land.
我们同样也是一样，在这里《约翰福音》里面讲到，我们要我们一起拣选生命。让我们能够进入天国的篇章。
In the same way, in the book of John, the fourth book of the New Testament, when Apostle John and Jesus Christ calling out his people to choose life and to be ready, preparing into the kingdom of heaven.
我们现在常常用语就是说好像翻篇了，翻篇了。
And there is an English phrase called turning the leaves or turning the pages.
我在这里念几节这个圣经给大家一起听哈。
I'd like to read a few scriptures, a few verses for you.
这个新的篇章就是耶稣是生命。
And so this a new leaf or this a new page is the life of Jesus Christ. That is new life.
是约翰福音十四章的第六节，耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。”若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And so in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 6, when Jesus said that I am the way and the truth and the life, no one comes to the Father but through me.
这就是讲到把守的这个生命树，现在这条路通了。就是因着我们的主耶稣基督。
And you see, the blockade was removed to the tree of life because of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ has opened this new and living way.
讲耶稣的话是生命。
And His word is life.
也在约翰这个福音的第六章六十三节。
So if we get move back to the book of John, chapter 6, verse 63.
Yeah, 63. Okay.叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life.
我们再往上面看几节，就是还是第六章的第四十八，耶稣是生命的供应。
Verse 48, I am the bread of life.
因为是生命，它是需要活的，它是需要粮食的。耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮。”
Yeah, and indeed, our life is a living being. It needs to fed with food. So Jesus said that I am the bread of life to keep your life.
耶稣在这个里面，我们看到他在呼召我们人们一起来到他这里得生命。
And you see, in through all the gospel book, particularly in book of John, Jesus is calling out to his people to choose life, to choose him.
我在这里把这个四福音书里面特别讲到耶稣他自己哈，他自己的亲自的话来呼召我们到他那里来。
And I'd like to draw a kind of a sort of a summary regarding and what Jesus said by himself regarding the life.
第一个是讲到凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。这是马太福音十一章二十八节。
Okay, so in the book of Matthew, Jesus called his people that whoever who is a heavy burden, you may come to me, and you and you will have a rest and have a rest.
然后还是要回到约翰福音第六章的三十五节。
And to a book of John, chapter 6, verse 35.
到我这里来的人必定不饿。
And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger.
然后第七章的三十七节，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
And chapter 7, verse 37, that if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
还记得我们东平弟兄在上个主日特别讲到这个。
And did you still remember the message that our brother Paul has shared last Sunday regarding this living water? That whoever is thirsty, come to me and drink.
然后是约翰福音六章的三十七节。
And once again, Book of John, chapter six, verse 37.
Yeah, 凡父所赐给我的，必到我这里来。
All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will certainly not cast out.
还有这个六章的四十四哈，到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。
Now let's come down to verse 44. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day.
还有第六章的四十七到四十八哈。
And once again, in verse 47 through 48.
凡到我这里来的，听见我的话就去行的，就是把房子建造在磐石上。
And truly, truly, I say to you, who believes me is build a house on the rock.
然后是马可福音第九章哈十九节，他说把病人带到我这里来。
And that is in book of Mark chapter. 19, that bring the sick and I will heal them.
还有路加福音18:16，让小孩子到我这里来。
And also in the book of Luke, when it's recording Jesus Christ calling out the children, let the children come to me.
我相信我们信主的都是因着主耶稣在这里呼召，叫我们到他这里来，不管是其中的哪一条。
Yeah, and indeed I believe that one, if there is any reason that we believe in Jesus Christ, it must be his calling, or one of his callings that come to him and to choose life.
我们主耶稣特别是对当时的以色列中这些法利赛人哈文士特别对他们说，因为他们知道他们是读圣经的。
And so, and also, there is one certain particular preaching that Jesus Christ teach and towards these Pharisees and scribes.
那是约翰福音第五章里面39-40。
So from Book of John, chapter 5, verse 39 to 40.
耶稣对他们说哈，他说你们查考圣经，以为里面有永生。给我做见证的就是这经，然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
Yeah, so you search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. It is these that testify about me, and you are willing to come to me so that you may have life.
好，我们现在给我们自己一个问题哈。
Now there is a question that I'd like to ask each one of you.
对我们现在的人说，我们怎么到耶稣这里来得生命。
So for a modern day human being, how someone can come to Jesus and have life?
我们会不会想到当时耶稣在讲这话，在地上讲这话时，这些人是他可以到耶稣这边来，到耶稣的身边。
Yeah, and you see, if we get back to the time of Jesus Christ when he's preaching the gospel, many people come forward and accept life.
耶稣在哪里讲道，我们都可以去那里。听他讲道。
And so, no matter where Jesus went, people just followed him and listened to him.
有的就成为他的门徒哈，跟随他。
And many believed in him and became his followers.
有病的呢，就来到他身边，就得到医治了。
And those sick who were brought to him were healed.
但我们对我们现在的人来讲
，But now for today's world, for today's,
我们知道耶稣他已经升天了，复活升天了。
And we know that ever since Jesus' ascension, he is now seated by God the Father at his right hand.
他是坐在父神的右边。
He's been seated at the right side of our God the Father.
我们怎么才能到他那里去呢
？How come that we will be able to come to him and choose him and choose life?
实际上哈，实际上是。耶稣到我们这里来。
But don't get me wrong, but it is true that instead of we coming to him, he is coming to us.
我们来看一下约翰福音的14:21。
Now let's get back to Book of John, chapter 21.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and will disclose myself to him.
所以你看看，关键是一个爱啊！你如果是爱耶稣的话
，So the key word here is love. If you love Jesus Christ,
不但父神要爱，耶稣也爱我们。而且要向我们显现，向爱他的人显现。
Not only God Father, Father would love him, and we will also be loved by Jesus Christ himself, but also he's going to disclose himself to us.
那我们要问自己了，那我们什么叫爱耶稣呢
？So we gotta ask God, ask ourselves this question. So how we can come to love Jesus Christ?
所以主耶稣已经给了我们答案，就是说，有了我的命令又遵守的。
The answer is simple, that those who have my commandments and also obey my commandments, then you love me.
所以在这里我们怎么能够到耶稣那里去，关键是爱。
So if we love our Lord Jesus Christ, then we are able to come to him and choose life.
那什么叫做爱呢？怎么叫爱耶稣呢？
And so what is love? What is to love to God, love to God or love Jesus Christ?
就是有耶稣的命令，而且是遵守。
And simply put that, we have the commandments. Not only we have the commandments, but we also do as the commandments told us to do.
那么我们再说， 怎么样才能有耶稣的命令呢？
And how are we going to have this commandment?
你说就读圣经就好了哈。
And one simple answer is, well, let's read the Bible.
但是耶稣前面已经说了，你们以为圣经里面有永生，但是你这个圣经是给我做见证的。
Yeah, but like Jesus said to the Pharisees and the scribes, that you think that you search the scriptures, so you think you may have eternal life. But no, these scriptures are the testimonies of me.
所以是我们能够真正的有他的命令，是需要与主耶稣交通的。
And so, in order to carry out these commandments, in order to do as those commandments told us to do, we have this kind of connection with the Lord Jesus Christ.
而且是渴慕与主耶稣交通。
And not only that you have this connection, but rather you desire, you pray to have this connection with the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们读经的时候也要和主耶稣交通。
As we are prayerfully reading the scriptures, now we have this connection, we have this relation, a fellowship with Jesus Christ.
读这个圣经不是像我们在大学里面或者在学校里面学习一门功课，只是埋头看这个书啊，做题目。
Yeah, so you're not just reading through the pages, you're not just reading through these words.
你要和他交通，你要和耶稣说话。
And while we're reading these scriptures and these commandments, we prayfully connect with the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we're reading the scriptures, we're also praying to God, may the Lord disclose Himself to shine upon us so that we have this understanding.
我们用祷告来和耶稣交通。
And as we pray, we have this connection, we have this fellowship with the Lord.
我们在聚会，各种各样聚会里面，我们和主耶稣交通。
We also have this fellowship through various fellowships, such as a Bible study, the prayer meeting, and today the Sunday service.
像那个主日的敬拜啊，我们这也是跟耶稣交通。
And like every Sunday worship, we have this fellowship with the Lord.
我们的薄饼聚会更是和主耶稣交通。
And especially our Holy Communion, as we share the bread, break the bread and share the bread, this is a fellowship with the Lord.
我们在一起的查经啊，查经班就是与主耶稣的一起的交通。
And so when a couple of Christians get together and have this Bible study, this is a fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不但有个人的祷告生活，也有一起团体的祷告的生活。
And not only we have this individual prayer, but also we have this collective prayer that we pray together.
这个祷告的时候就是和主耶稣交通。
And this I call this a fellowship and a connection with the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们所有的交通的目的是什么？
And so what's the purpose of this fellowship? All kind of fellowship connections.
只有一个目的，让我们能够更爱主。
That we only have one purpose, that is to love our Lord more.
就像我们刚才开始之前，我们的弟兄。彭弟兄祷告那样，让我们能够更爱主。
And so, like what Brother Paul had prayed earlier, that let us learn to love the Lord more.
只有这样的时候，你就会得到主给你的命令。
And only in this way, not only you're reading the commandments, but also you're doing the commandments.
我还记得彭弟兄特别讲到的时候，有一次他叫我们回去自己数一数，在圣经里面有多少个主耶稣的命令。
And so I remember after one gathering, Brother Paul asked all the co-workers to get home and examine the whole Bible to see there how many commandments or how many commandments that Jesus has commanded.
我当时就数过哈，至少有十几条。
I did count them. Actually, I did come exam through the books of gospel and also the other books. And there are a couple of them. There are more than 10 plus commandments that Jesus has set to his disciples.
但是我相信，随着你的生命慢慢的成长，他给你的命令越来越多。
And I believe as our spiritual life continues to grow, there'll be more commandments coming on the way.
那么现在我们就简单的先把三个最主要的。主耶稣的命令，我们和大家一起分享一下。
And I'd like to share with all with the three most important commandments that Jesus Christ has said to his disciples.
第一条命令就是你们应当悔改。
And the first and the first one and above everything else that is you shall repent.
因为主耶稣在马太福音里面特别说到天国近了。你们应当悔改。
And because he says in the book of the gospel that the kingdom of heaven is near, you shall repent. So repent.
他是对所有人说的。
So this is a call to all people.
当然是他的人能够听见他的命令。
And so those who listen and follow the commandment is a blessed.
我也记得我信主的时候，第一个就是他们传福音告诉我，也是说要你要悔改，要认你的罪啊。
And indeed, the first thing that I ever, the only, the thing that I became a Christian is because some Christian approached me, and he told me that repent and confess your sins.
但是那个时候，现在回想，我当时认罪的话，很多情况下那是亚当带下来的罪哈，那是原罪啊，就这样子好像来稍微轻化一下。我们自己里面的罪哈。
Yeah, so it's easy. That's human nature. That when we first came to this kind of a theology term that confess sins, we always talk about the original sin. So that had to be dated back to the very book of Genesis when Adam and Eve sinned against God. So it seemed like it's our ancestors' fault. No, you know, we're just very unfortunately inherited.So that kind of watered down our kind of a sense of a guilt.
也是也过了三十年哈，我是十一月这个感恩节的时候就是受洗三十年了。
30 years have passed since I was first been baptized.
这个你们应当悔改这句话是我们一直要做的，不是一次哈，不是就那个是当时一次。
And the first commandment from Jesus Christ that you shall repent and confess the sins is getting even louder. So this is not just like a once for all, but rather we have to confess our sins and repent all the time.
Yeah, 越来越看到当时包括对自己的里面的很多很多显而未见的罪包括有些显出来的罪都不愿意认的。
And so many often that we are so weak that we were not even willing to confess our sins, not just visible, but also invisible.
但是这是主的命令,
but
你们应当悔改。
This is truly God's commandment that the kingdom of heaven is near. Repent and confess your sins.
Yeah, 对我来说只是很多的后悔有，但是改好像还没有。
And I regretted much, and I was being able actually in the process of being continuously repent and confess my sins.
第二个命令。
And the second commandment, I think I regarded as very important.
Yeah, 第二个命令是主耶稣，大家都知道，主耶稣说你们要彼此相爱。
And that is to love one another.
这就是拣选生命啊。
And so in other words, like I mentioned earlier in the scripture, that if we love one another, we choose life.
那是主耶稣他在约翰福音13章34节到35节说的。
And so this is from book of John chapter 13, verse 34 through 35.
Yeah, 我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
And so it says, and a new commandment I give you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
彼此相爱，难不难呢？
So is that hard or is that difficult to love one another?
特别我们先讲的在教会里面生活哈。
And speaking of the church life.
有的可能回答不难。
And some of you may say it's not hard to love one another.
我想大部分从我自己来看，不难的时候是你可能来到教会或者新受洗的前三四年，可能是不难。
Yeah, but from my perspective, or probably that is shared by many brother and sister, that it's easy to love one another, especially when you are loved.By others,
yeah.
Say the first couple of years when you first come to the church, you were loved often by your brothers and sisters.
Yeah, 真是弟兄姐妹那样的爱哈，因为新生命嘛，就像一个小孩子一样，都是爱你，所以你所接受的都是爱哈。
Yeah, because by the time you were just a new Christian, you were just a baby Christian, so all those brothers and sisters come to you and caring about you, and they take care of you, so you feel so much being loved. So it's easy to be loved.
可能慢慢慢慢过了一些日子你圣经知识也有了哈，有一些了。
And gradually over the time, when you learn a little bit about the Bible and start to grow a bit,
有可能你还被选为一起参加门徒训练班哈。
And especially when you've been appointed or been a kind of invited to be to join the co-worker committees or join the Bible study.
你那时候也可以做一些对教会一些事情 会做有一些自己的意见了哈，观点了。
And take the lead, and so now you gradually form a kind of opinion of what should be done at certain things. When certain things should be done, or how they should be done.
Yeah, 慢慢的也对，有的你听得到，你也会做一些评论哈。
And you started to actually have a sort of observations regarding what happened in the church, and start to form your own opinions of regarding what should be done and what should not be done.
好，有的时候慢慢的，你自己觉得好像这个地方待不下去了哈，不知道怎么跟弟兄姐妹相处了的。
And over the time, you may feel a little kind of discomfortable. Feel like it's hard to get along with other brothers and sisters, and no longer wish to stay anymore.
所以我们更不要说有的特别还一起在教会里面参与服事和同工们在一起。
And not to mention those kind of things that when it happened, especially when you join the co-workers committee and work together with one another, it's hard.
这是都是愿意爱主的了，愿意来摆上的，但是在工作中会碰到许多许多的难处，不同的观点各方面，以至于最后好像我们根本就谈不上什么彼此相爱了哈。
And indeed, yes, it's easy that we do this, we serve together out of love. But when getting along with each other and working with each other is getting harder, it's kind of even harder to love one another.
所以这个时候，实际上我们又滑到了这个分别善恶树的这条路上面去了。
And so if we start this path that leads to the tree of life, we kind of slowly, gradually slide back to this path that leads to the tree of knowledge of the good evil.
我们这时候就要常常的提醒自己，我们要拣选生命。
And this is a critical moment that we have to remind ourselves all the time that instead of we slide back to the very tree of knowledge of good evil, instead we choose life. We need to get back to this very tree of life.
就是拣选耶稣。
That is to choose life and to choose Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣的生命在地上道成肉生命，真是这样是神的生命啊，在地上彰显。
And bear in mind, this incarnated love, this incarnation of a life that has shown us this great love and set a good example for all of us.
From the 35, Stevenson, first down and more. Rabon Gray Stevenson still going. Chased by Pearl Stevenson.
That's also a simple one, a most familiar one. That is the Great Commission from Jesus Christ.
是二十八章的十九节到二十节。
And that is we are most familiar with from Book of Matthew, chapter 28, the very last three verses.
主耶稣说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Yeah, so in verse 19, book of Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, it says, Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.Teaching them to obey all that I commanded you.
这三条命令好放在一起，我们也看到，也是我们一个教导我们怎样来拣选生命的具体的步骤。
And so you see, combining these three commandments as I listed before you, this actually also shows us the roadmap that how we came to choose life, to choose Jesus Christ.
让我们从个人每一个个人从认罪开始。
And so we always start from a repentance. We always start from we confessing our sins.
主耶稣把我们放到教会里面，他的身体里面，让我们在里面彼此相爱，在一起的成长。
And so as Jesus put each individual Christian a new life in the midst of a church, it is His desire for us to grow in spirit.
然后我们成长了之后，才能真正的去按照主耶稣的大使命来牧养群羊。
So as we're learning how to we grow our own spiritual life and learn how to love one another and to a point that we are able to preach the gospel to others, so to make disciples of all the nations.
真是到传福音，把一个个人都带到主的身体里面来，而且牧养他们。
And when we are mature enough in spirit that we're able to bring individuals to God, to Jesus Christ, to nurture Him, to minister them.
我们怎么样能够真正的牧养神的群羊的时候，我们还是回到主耶稣的问彼得的话。
And so in order how to feed the lambs, or in order how to minister this new Christians, to minister brothers and sisters of the church, we have to examine once again the question that Lord Jesus Christ asked of Peter, Simon Peter.
他问了彼得三次哈，你爱我吗？
He asked of Peter for three times, do you love me, Simon Peter?
每一次的回答耶稣才说把你牧养我的羊。
And in the end, and Jesus Christ asked Peter, feed my lamb.
当我们在这里面生活的时候，我们要看到主耶稣不但是问彼得，也是问我们每一个人。
And so if we look at this scripture, it's not only a question that Lord Jesus Christ asked of Peter, it's also a question that he's asking of us.
所以说你爱我吗？
So do we love him? Do we love the Lord Jesus Christ?
我们怎样才能拣选生命？
How we are able to choose life, to choose him?
就是在于我们要爱我们的主。
In other words, that we choose him because we love him.
好，下面我们一起祷告。
So let us bow down and pray.
我们亲爱的主，我们真是愿你的话语出来的时候。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, as we pray to you, as we're hearing your word,
真是使我们的灵魂苏醒。
And so that your word is able to awaken our souls.
看见你的呼召是何等恩典的呼召。
To see your calling of grace.
你要我们到你面前来得生命。
And it is a desire that we come to you to receive your eternal life.
就是那神的生命。
That is your life, the life of God.
永远的生命。
Your eternal life.
我们可以在地上活出来，荣耀你自己的名。
So that we can live a spiritual life to demonstrate your life and to glorify your name.
我们也求你在这里真实祝福我们在座的每一位和他们的家庭。
Lord, we ask you to bless each and every one of us here and also our families.
真是给我们这样的心智，我们要跟随你到永远。
And so to also grant us this heart and a desire to follow you to the end.
给我们的这样的心智，我们和我们的家。必定要侍奉耶和华。
And grant us this desire that surely us and my household were surely to serve you.
我们这样的祈求祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.